Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt is a gloriously positive book that is fun to read, listen to, or give as a gift.
I love all the adventures.
It is full of fun stories and humor.
So positive and upbeat.
I love all the adventures.
Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt has received great book reviews and is available at all major online sites that sell books, ebooks, or audiobooks.
Years of helping his fellow blinded veterans paid off recently for one dedicated volunteer in the form of the Department of Veterans Affairs National Male Volunteer of the Year Award. James Hogan has logged nearly 3,000 hours of voluntary service through the Blinded Veterans Association. That organization helps blinded veterans and their families by providing service programs, regional groups, resources, and advocacy. There's no charge for any of it, and you don't have to be a member to get help. All legally blinded veterans are eligible for assistance, whether they become blind during or after active duty military service. The volunteers demonstrate equipment and aids used by the blind, provide information on programs and services, and encourage blinded veterans to use the opportunities that will help them become more independent and self-sufficient. The veteran's family members often volunteer too, and in Hogan's case, so does his guide dog, Atticus, who serves as a therapy dog for Veterans Administration hospital patients. Learn more at bva.org or 800-669-7079.
As a professional musician, Lachie stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss from a growing hole in her eyesight. In time, Lachie could face the possibility of total blindness, but she's hopeful because she knows she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones, because the best way to fight against blinding diseases is to fight together. And for Lachie, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more about how you can help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Spectrum has great news for Blind and Beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news. Access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
Hey, you're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back
There's no stopping us now. That's correct. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome to our New Year's Eve show. That's right. This is the last Sunday of the month of December, believe it or not. I can't believe that this is the last Sunday in December 2021. It's unbelievable. Hey, folks. Before I go any further, I have to say something to Sherry because she hung up before I can tell her.
Sherry.
Cause,
just Sherry? Okay.
Sherry, if you're listening, we're sending you a $10 gift card from Subway because you called in and said why this was a positive thing for you. Okay? And as we said, anybody calls up, anything positive, we have a prize for you.
Chris, can we have Peter wait 1 minute, please? We have another, you told me we have another caller that I know Michael especially would like to say hello to. And okay. Then Peter will sing after she's done.
Okay, I got you covered. Let me know when you're ready.
He's ready.
All righty, who is it?
Well, I'm going to let this young lady all the way from, she a Georgia Peach. I'll just say it like that. Miss Georgia Peach, you on the phone line?
Hi.
There she go. Miss Georgia Peach is here.
Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn.
How's everybody?
Oh, Carolyn.
Carolyn.
Happy New Year.
Carolyn.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, Carolyn. It's so great to hear you.
Thank you. I'm sorry my phone, somebody's calling. I don't know if you can hear that beep. But anyway, I had a negative experience that turned out to be positive. Somebody somebody took money from my bank account, and I got the money back from the bank, but also from the company that was paid. So I wound up with more money than they took.
That's positive.
Yeah.
Like Michael said, it could be anything that happened.
Anything happened to you. So you just won yourself $10 gift card from Subway there, young lady. Now you got Subway $10 gift card free. So
and we got to talk to you, so that's our prize.
And you stay positive.
Stay positive.
I got to talk to you.
Come on, listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Yeah, I'll keep listening.
You know, it pays to listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Yep. Happy New Year, Carolyn.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Happy New Year, Carolyn.
Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you so much for calling in.
Alrighty. Okay, Carolyn.
I love you all.
Thank you. Love you, Carolyn.
All right.
And who's our next caller?
Hello.
All right, calling all the way from Sanford, Florida. It's Mr. CB himself. He said, hey, Chris, this is Peter, CB. I said, yeah, you're right. We gotta distinguish the Peters now because there's about five of them.
Hey, Peter Durant. Hang on there, Chris. Chris, hang on there. I first want to say I'm very honored today to introduce our 97-year young United States Navy CB, and he is going to sing Auld Lang Syne, and I want to say, take it away, Pete.
Okay. Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind, we'll drink a cup of New Year's cheers for days of auld lang syne. We'll drink a cup of New Year's cheer. We'll drink a cup of cheer. We'll drink a cup of New Year's cheer. For days of auld lang syne. Happy New Year to all you guys.
Happy New Year!
Happy New
Year.
Happy New Year. Very good.
Happy New Year.
Peter, may you have a healthy and happy 2022.
Yes. My daughter is on from Illinois. My daughter Donna is listening in from Illinois. She might be calling in. She might be on the line.
Good.
Anyway.
Good. Love to hear from Donna from Illinois.
Well, Happy New Year, Donna.
Happy New Year. Donna, Happy New Year. You're listening, Donna.
Donna, Happy New Year.
Well, thank you, Peter.
Thank you
happy
so
New
much,
Year,
Peter.
Everyone.
Bye. Okay, you have too. A good night.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye, Peter.
Bye now.
Bye. Stay well.
Okay, so
stay well, Peter. And God bless. Okay?
You too. Bye. God bless
God
you,
bless
too.
You.
Love you all. God bye now.
Peter. Love you,
too. Bye now.
Dave,
you're on with your trivia.
Thanks a lot, Peter. And hey, it's trivia time, to quote a famous person.
I've got a great song here now. Of course, we're just finishing up with Christmas, and when you hear the title of the song, you think of Christmas, but it's not a Christmas song at all. So please tell me, who did this song? You can call 407-894-1680, 407-894-1680. Guess who did this tune? It is. All right. You can bring it on down there, Chris. That was a great tune, and I remember when that came out, hearing it on the jukebox. I loved that song. And we'd love to hear who did that tune. Call in at 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. Operators are standing by. We got a big, big prize for the person who
that
knows.
That was playing on the 45. I recall.
If I'm lying, I'm dying. Yeah, baby.
45.
All in.
RPM.
I love that tune, though. Shepherd, they missed the very first part. Jeremiah was a bullfrog. Yeah.
But I never met Jeremiah. Who was Jeremiah?
He was a bullfrog.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whenever he's related to the Budweiser frog, I don't know. Ribbit.
All righty. And we're back. Listen, I got our good friend from West Palm Beach calling back. And then I got Peter back on the phone line. Wanted to know if you guys had a minute to chat with him just for a moment before we go into the break. I told him to give me one moment after the trivia. So let's go to Anthony from West Palm Beach. Anthony, are you there?
Hey, Anthony.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Anthony.
Hey, Anthony, are you close? Can you get closer to your phone?
Excuse me?
Can you get closer to your phone so I can hear you?
Wait, hold on a minute.
Yeah, you lost your phone.
I got a problem with the phone. It's hard for me to hear people.
Yeah, because it's hard for me to, to hear you.
Okay.
I know that feeling, Peter. I mean,
okay, Anthony.
You're coming back.
Can you hear me now?
Okay,
just
go ahead.
Barely, but
now,
who do you think did that song, Anthony?
That was Tree Dog Night.
Tree Dog Night. You're right.
Yeah,
you are right.
But he just won himself a $10 gift card from Subway. Enjoy Subway.
Three dogs and a cat.
Anthony, give your name and address. We'll send out your gift card.
Okay.
Yeah, we appreciate you calling in, Anthony.
Congratulations.
Appreciate your call.
Call back the next time when we can chat a little more, but we can't understand you right now.
I'm sorry.
Hey, Peter.
Yeah, that's all right. No problem.
Hey, Anthony. Thank you so much, Anthony. Hold on one moment, all right?
Yeah.
Happy New Year. All right, he won. Even with the bad phone. That's all right. We don't care. We're not.
Anybody else on the line?
No, our caller, he hung up. So, listen, let's take this break. It's time for that break.
Yeah.
We got to go into the break.
We're going to go on a break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't forget.
We're going to break.
We'll be right back.
segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
Showcase your commitment to the field of technology and the disability community by securing your participation as a sponsor or exhibitor at the 2022 CSUN Assistive Technology Conference. This is the perfect opportunity to interact with thousands in the community, to highlight advancements in technologies and products, promote services, or build brand recognition. The in-person conference will be held from March 14th through the 18th at the Anaheim Marriott in California. Join other industry leaders in support of an inclusive world for all people with disabilities by taking advantage of these opportunities while they are available. Learn more by visiting our website at www.csun.com/opportunities.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
The 37th Annual CSUN Assistive Technology Conference, hosted by the California State University North Ridges Center on Disabilities, will be back in person in 2022. Join us at the Premier Forum on Technology and Persons with Disabilities, March 14th through the 18th at the Anaheim Marriott in California. Don't miss out on the ultimate community experience with numerous educational sessions, special featured presentations, interactive pre-conference workshops, and more. Our large exhibit hall, open March 16th through the 18th, is free to the public and filled with companies offering products and services designed to promote inclusion for people with disabilities. For more information and registration details, visit our website at csun.at/conference.
This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Tower Studios.
Ah!
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Hope you can hear my voice. It's going out. Going out with 2021. Hope I can bring in 2022 with a new voice. Anyway, we have on the line the one, the only, Chris Adams. Are you there, Chris Adams?
I am, Michael. Nice to talk to you today.
Oh, welcome, Chris Adams. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to Chris Adams. And I want to thank you very much.
Same to you.
By the way, those folks who don't know, he is with
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Yes, Foundation Fighting Blindness. I said that. And I want to thank you very much for renewing on the show for next year. We love having you. And we look forward to a very successful 2022.
Did you have a nice Christmas, Chris? It's Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. It was a really nice Christmas. Nice to be able to spend time with the family. How about you guys?
Oh, we had a nice quiet day. Thank you. I'd like to introduce you to the rest of the crew since this is the first time you're on the air. We won't keep you long, I promise. So I'd like to introduce you to Dave Hillebrand.
David, say hello.
Hey there, Chris. We appreciate you your being a sponsor, but especially I appreciate all the great work that you guys do. So hope a very successful and healthy 2022 for you.
Charles,
nice
Brooks.
To meet you.
Charles Brooks, say hello, Charles.
Hello, Chris. Happy New Year. Hope you had a very Merry Christmas.
Sheila Young.
Hi, Chris, and thank you for sponsoring the show. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Gary Sinclair.
Hey, Chris, this is Gary. I want to thank you for sticking with us through another year.
Yes.
That's a good way to put it.
That's a good way to put it.
Okay.
And this is Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Adams. You there?
Hello, and Happy New Year. I am here.
Happy New Year.
Are you
ready for trivia? Are you? Well, I'm going
to
give you some trivia. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. Here's my wife going to ask you a trivia question.
Yeah.
Wait, a big trivia question. Wait a second.
This is all in good fun. And
don't make it too hard.
Oh, it won't be too hard. Okay, this is the question we had picked out for you from last week. So you ready?
No.
Ready.
Chris?
He's not ready.
Okay, we do trivia
I'm
every
ready.
Week. So here's the question. All righty. What animated 2004 film is about a train that carries kids to the North Pole on Christmas Eve?
I would say that's one of my kids' favorite, Polar Express.
Yay. I knew it. You would get it. All righty.
Polar Express.
Wow.
And
Michael,
he just won himself a $25 gift card
from Visa. From Starbucks.
From Starbucks.
I was worried he wasn't going to get it.
Oh,
so I'm glad.
I didn't know it. I didn't know that answer.
I didn't know it.
He's
got small kids.
You can give that card to somebody else. I appreciate it. But, you know, we're here to support you guys and the rest of the community. And we really appreciate everything you guys are doing to create awareness for the rest of the community. So thank you so much for us, from us all at the
Foundation Fighting
Blindness.
Chris, this is not for Foundation Fighting Blindness. This is
for
Chris Adams personally. And it's a Christmas present from the show. It's okay.
Oh,
no problem.
Thank you.
The audience can, if they call, they call. We get prize. We get prize all the time. Anyway, I said to them today, "You want to call in? Say anything positive. They get a prize. Doesn't take much to get a prize on this show."
Speaking of positive, Chris, before we say goodnight, did something positive happen in your life this in 2021? It could be something little.
You know, it's just being able to have time with the family, I think, is the most critical. You know, with everything that is going on, I think being able to enjoy the personal time with the kids, being able to have more time before they go off, had one go to college. So it's just being able to have that time, I think, is really crucial and important.
That is so correct. Because you know what happens when they grow up? You're lucky if they text
Tell
you.
Me.
Forget they call you. If they'll text you, say happy birthday by a text. That's what we get, a text. Happy birthday. Too busy to call you. Too busy. They text you. And
well,
you're lucky if you get the text.
And Chris, we thank you for all of the research. I am an RP person myself, so we do thank the Foundation Fighting Blindness for all of the research they're doing.
Thank you very
much.
Thank you, Chris.
And you know, our hope is that one day we will be able to shut the doors because we've been able to find all the treatments and cures. So that's what we're hoping for in the future.
Awesome.
That'd be nice.
That'd be nice, yes.
Well, thanks again for being a good sport.
Thank you so much for being a good sport. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you for renewing the show. Thank you so much.
Have a healthy and happy New Year.
Happy New Year, man. Have a wonderful, happy holidays and Happy New Year.
Same to you.
Take care.
Take care.
Take care.
Okay.
Okay, let's go. Next trivia time. Next trivia. Who's up? Who's up with next trivia?
Okay, it is Charles.
Charles.
Me?
Charles is up. Charles, you're up next to me.
Charles.
Okay.
Forgot.
I didn't.
Well,
New Year's Eve.
What are you?
Here we go.
This is live.
You thought I forgot, didn't you? No, I didn't forget.
You forgot?
Here's
no,
a great
trivia.
A great trivia song.
Yes. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. Real.
Guess who did the song?
This song.
Who did that song? Now playing 407-894. We're not saying it.
I said who sang this song.
Hi, Chris. Let's go.
That's about to play like any minute.
Chris.
Help.
And the couples we know
are fondly kissing. The phone number is 407-894-6. Will I be with you, or will I be among the missing? Maybe it's much too early in the game. Oh, but I thought I'd ask you just the same. What are you doing, New Year's? New Year's Eve. Wonder whose arms will hold you good and tight. Exactly 12 o'clock that night, welcoming in the new year, New Year's Eve. Maybe I'm crazy to suppose.
I had to mute because I was singing.
Name that tune. Now, it's really easy. The phone line ought to be just singing. All in.
He didn't say the phone number.
Yes, he did.
I didn't hear it.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Say the phone number. 407.
I didn't say the phone number. I left that part for you, Mike.
Okay, the phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
Yeah.
Okay, so I said it slow, and I said
it can only
fast.
Do it. It can only do it once. 407-894-1680.
You got it?
Very good, Michael.
Thank you.
All right.
Ovation, ovation.
All right, listen up. I have a caller calling in from Clearwater, Florida, and then I have another young man calling in from the Pine Ellis County area. Pinellas. I'm going to get it right. I'm going to get it right.
Pinellas. Pinellas. You say tomato, I say tomato.
But the way it's spelt is Pinellas, isn't it?
It's Pinellas.
Kind of.
Yeah. It's a pine and it's L and it's Ellis. So,
practice, Chris.
Yes,
we're going to send you to a Southern school.
Is that what it is? Listen, let's go to Clearwater first. Let's talk to Eugene from Clearwater. I know that one.
Yeah.
Hello, Clearwater.
Clearwater.
How you doing?
Hi, Eugene. I'm doing good.
Hey, Eugene.
Hey, y'all.
Who is this, Eugene?
Oh, hey, Eugene.
If y'all would shut up, you could talk.
A little positive. I'm a member of the American Council of the Blind community. I do a Zoom call on Wednesdays, but I go into a lot of the other calls and I listen. And I got a group of people that said that they were going to be alone on Christmas. So to make something positive out of it, I gave them a call and wished them a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year. And those are some of the people that are going to be by themselves.
That was sweet. Very sweet of you. Very sweet.
Yeah, you're a
sweet
very person. Nice.
Hanging in.
That is good of you.
Out. Very sweet person.
Made them think the people that thought about them, you know.
So you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway for being so sweet.
Thank you.
And positive.
And a good person.
And a good person. And positive person. And sweet person.
And positive. Of course.
And lovable person. A nice person.
But he didn't name that tune.
He didn't know the tune.
Well, he didn't get a chance to hear the tune. Yeah, because he had, right as the tune was going in, he was on the phone with me.
He was just being so sweet. He was positive. A positive thought.
Thank you for doing that, Eugene.
Yes, thank you, Eugene, so much.
Thank you, Eugene. Happy New Year.
Appreciate you.
Happy New Year, buddy.
Happy New Year to you.
Hey, Happy New Year, Gene.
Thanks for always being so supportive.
All right.
So who's calling in for the trivia?
I believe Janice is calling in for the trivia, but in Pinellas County. I got it right this time. Jim is calling in to give his some positivity. Jim, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Jim, how you doing?
Pretty good. I'm here, Chris.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, Jim. Where are you calling from, Jim? Where's Jim calling from?
It's Pinellas County.
Pinellas. Pinellas or Pinellas?
Yeah.
And we going to send you to a southern school, too.
You were asking what some of the highlights are for the year? Can you hear me?
What do you say?
I think
yes, Jim. Whatever you think is positive, Jim.
Well, I don't know if you're going to approve of this, Sheila, but I run this by Chris before I got on the air here. And I said one of the nice highlights I've had was somebody attended our Christmas party all the way over here in Pinellas County, and I've been a fan of Sheila Young's for a long time. I went to the convention this year, and Sheila is, and I told her this at the Christmas party, she is so sharp and just such a talented woman, and you guys are lucky to have her on there, I'm telling you. But she migrated all the way.
Thank you, Jim.
That was nice, Jim. That was very nice.
And she is just wonderful, and I'm just happy to bring you.
Did Sheila pay you $10 for saying that?
No, but I don't need the gift card. I'll tell you that. It's just nice getting on here and to let you guys know what a nice person.
Well, no. Wait a minute. Wait. A big positive.
Michael, I'm let him finish.
Wait a minute. I got to tell him he's getting a $10 gift card for being fine.
No, yeah, but we're going to give it to him. Gift card. I really don't. Maybe you can give
it to
somebody
else.
Well,
Jim, thank you very much.
Yeah, you're more than welcome. And Sheila, I did run it by Chris, and he said, no, you'd be okay to say that. I said, well, I don't want to embarrass Sheila, but she is a very talented woman.
She paid you $10 for saying, I understand.
The check will be in the mail, Sheila.
Jim, I have to tell you, Jim, this is Dave.
Yeah, Dave.
We are, Sheila is breaking the budget for sure.
Wow.
Having Sheila on the board is costing us quite a bit over what our normal... normal fees are, but she's worth every dime. So
she certainly is.
I want double the salary.
Yeah, we were going to try to double. We're probably going to double her salary next year.
Okay, I hope so.
She is quite a draw.
Well, pass that $10 gift card on to the next person, please.
Well, thank you, Jim. Happy New Year.
That was coming out, Jim.
Okay,
that was coming
you.
Out of
Good
her
night.
Salary anyway, so don't feel bad about it.
All right,
Happy
Dave.
New Year, Jim.
Happy New Year, Jim.
Thank you. Happy New Year, Jim.
I'm also on the line.
All right, let's go. Let's talk to Janice from St. Petersburg, Florida. Janice, are you
here? Oh, wait, St. Petersburg? How can we mess this up? How can we mess up St. Petersburg?
But can't get Pine Ellis. Janice, how you doing, Janice?
Janice.
I'm here.
Hi, Janice. How are
you? Janice, are you a first-time caller, Janice?
No. It's just been a long time.
No,
I've
called
many times.
You've called many times?
a couple years ago.
An old friend.
Hi, Janice.
Are
you calling for trivia now? Are you calling for trivia? Are you calling with a positive point?
Yeah. Did somebody get the trivia already?
No.
No.
Was it Billy Holiday?
No.
No.
That, we have to say no. But you have a positive thought? Do you have a positive thought? Did something happen to you this year?
Well, yes, I do. I broke my arm, but I didn't have to have surgery.
Yay. No surgery is good.
And I'm well.
That's worth a positive.
$10 gift card from Subway. Enjoy Subway. We're sending you a $10 gift card from having a positive thought that you didn't break your arm.
That is good.
You may have broken your nose, your toe, but you didn't break your arm.
Well, you didn't have to get surgery anyway.
Surgery, Michael.
Which is a big deal because that would have been a bummer. So I'm thankful for you too.
Happy New Year, Janice.
Happy New Year,
okay.
Janet.
Give your address to Chris.
Okay. Give your address to Chris.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So bye-bye. Anybody
Thanks, Janet.
Anybody else on the line? The lines are wide open.
That's it.
Call now.
We have two more trivia. Our other guest called in. So let's go to Gary.
Gary, you're up now, Gary, with your trivia.
Yes, Lynn, help me.
Help him.
Oh.
Help him.
Oh, my gosh. She picked it up for me.
Once you hear the song, you'll know who did it.
No.
I can't say the name of it, right?
Just say, this is your trivia. Your phone number. Give them the phone number like you always do. That's all.
And once you hear the song, you'll know.
You'll know.
Ready,
Chris? Colin, give me the answer. 407-894-1680.
We're all dancing right now. We're doing this. You guys have the video. You did.
Yeah. That's pretty good there, Chris. I think that's good. We should have a winner on that right now. 407. 894-1680.
Okay, so who knows that song? That's by Moshe Pippig and the Five Dwarfs. All right, who's singing? 407-894-1680.
You want to do back-to-back? Do your trivia while we have time, and then they can say whether they're guessing the first one or the second one.
All right, let's do that. Okay, we're going to run short. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do the next trivia. This is my trivia. Everybody knows this guy's voice. 407-894-1680. Everybody knows this guy's voice. Who's singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? This one, everybody knows that guy's voice. Guy. Chris, you there? Chris?
Wake up, Chris.
Chris, wake up.
He's singing, right?
Wake up.
Chris has gotten phone calls for
Okay, Jeff. All right, I'm back. Where are we at now?
We're doing the next trivia.
We're doing Michael's trivia.
Got you.
7-8-9-4-1-6-8-0.
Okay, here
we go. This is the Mysterious Show. Who's up next? I know that song.
Piano player.
Don't look so sad. It's not so bad, you know. It's just another night. That's all it is. It's not the first it's not the worst, you know. We've come through all the rest, we'll get through this. We've made mistakes, but we've made good friends too. Remember all the nights we spent with them, and all our plans, who says they can't come true? Tonight's another chance to start again.
I love this song.
It's just another New Year's Eve, another night like all the rest. It's just another New Year's Eve, let's make it the best. It's just another New Year's Eve, it's just another old lang syne. But when we're through,
I love that song.
This is gonna be two songs, people don't have a clue who's singing.
All right, so I got two callers on the phone line that's ready to go in, and our first caller is Nigel from Boca Raton, and then Debbie from Pinellas County, or Pinellas. That's going to be my root word for the rest of the year. Pinellas, Pinellas.
Okay, so Nigel, you're first. Which there's two songs up right now. Which song you doing? What singer?
And Nigel.
Nigel wants to come in and give a positivity story.
Good evening, all. Okay. All right. Good evening, Sheila. Good evening, Michael. Good evening, Lynn. Good evening, David. Good evening, Gary. I think I've covered all the bases.
Hi, Nigel. Wow. You got us.
No,
Let me hear something positive.
Notice I named Sheila first, and why is that? Because she's my president.
Well, Presidente.
Okay. Yes. Well, folks, I was privileged with being blessed, indeed, with participating in the American Council of the Blind's first ever remote election by distance on the internet. That was a wonderful exercise and a wonderful experience to be able to do that. It was the second ever virtual convention, but during that convention, a very positive thing took place, and that is we had a successful set of elections, and I was privileged with participating in all of them.
Well, that's really nice.
Miracle of technology.
So you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway for saying that, Nigel.
Nigel. That was very sweet.
Very sweet.
Miracle of technology is right.
To technology is
Merry
grand.
Merry Christmas
to all.
Healthy and happy.
Yes,
year.
A happy New Year to you.
And to all a
New
good
Year.
Night.
Happy New Year, man.
As we say in the island,
Happy New Year.
A Happy New Year wish is actually premature at this point in time, but let me just point out that the Merry Christmas wish is definitely not inappropriate. It's definitely in order, just so you know, in case, because there's a very popular misconception. This whole thing, Christmas Day, which was yesterday, actually is the beginning of the Christmas season. It didn't end last night at midnight. It continues on through the
right, we know,
feast of
but
the
we
three
didn't
kings.
Get to talk to you yesterday, so we're wishing you Merry Christmas today.
Merry
Alrighty.
Christmas.
Thank you, Nigel.
Wishing you all good things.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Let's talk to Debbie from Pinellas County.
Debbie
calling in for the trivia. Debbie, how you doing?
I'm good.
Debbie?
Yes,
Which one, Debbie?
The second one. It's Just Another New Year's Eve by Barry Manilow.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
And you know what? You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. But you know what, Debbie?
What's that,
I gotta
Michael?
Listen to that song again. Because I love that song. I haven't heard
that song
in years, and I was ready to cry. That song is great.
I know Barry Manilow.
And I wanted to talk about a couple of positive things also that happened this year.
Yay.
The Pinellas Council
please.
The Blind Chapter was able to start meeting in person again back in June. And we had our Christmas party at the wonderful golf club up there in Dunedin. And Sheila was definitely in attendance, and that was so cool. thank her for coming. And also, my husband and I, Grant and I, have been married for 15 years on September the 18th. So there was quite a few positive things going on this year.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm so glad that you're feeling well these days, Michael. That was pretty scary for you for quite a while. So
yes,
that's
it
a positive
was. More
thing
than a
for
year.
You, I
yes,
think.
It was. Thank you very much for saying that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Appreciate it so much. Thank you so much.
Merry Christmas,
everyone. It was
everyone.
So good to see you and Grant, Debbie.
Yes, ma'am, it was.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's do our very last call.
When we go out. I want to say something to Chris. Chris, when we go out, I want you to play that song from Barry Manilow going out. Why?
Because we have...
Well, if it fits. Are you picked up? No?
Yeah,
I want to hear that song again. Okay.
We'll see if we can work it in. But in the meantime, here's Howie from Delray Beach. Howie, how you doing?
Howie.
Happy New Year.
The last call of 2021. So happy and a healthy New Year to all. And a positive note, we had, albeit from a distance, some very good graduations from grandchildren this year. And it was very, very thrilling to see that. So that's... And the first thing...
From what? Graduation from what? Kindergarten? High school?
No.
College?
No,
what?
No. Middle school and elementary school.
Middle school and
elementary
school.
Nice.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
And that was Journey. Your
that
first
is cool.
One was Journey. Was Journey, Don't Stop Believing.
Ah, there you go. That's
you
right.
Oh, there you go. Thank you.
Journey. Thank you. Thank you so much. And you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
Happy and healthy. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Be well.
Happy New Year.
Wait, so
bye-bye.
You know, you're going to get two Subways because you've got Subway and you got the song and you gave a positive. You got $20 coming to you. Absolutely.
My grandchildren enjoy that very much. We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You so much. That's Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Don't forget, it pays to listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show, according to my friend.
All right,
Michael.
Did our other guest call to get in, Lynn?
Yeah, we're waiting for him if he's there.
All righty. Well, listen, I want to take a trip across the west coast of the country.
Good.
I want to go to the west coast. And, of course, I love this young man when this young lad calls in and have a conversation with us because it's just phenomenal to hear this young man's voice over the last 7 years. Ladies and gentlemen, men and women, I present to you over in Vancouver, Washington, Mr. Gabe. Gabe, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Hey, Gabe.
Did everybody have a great Christmas?
Yes, we did. How did you do?
You know what? I did, too. You know, we were going to go to a Christmas party, but, you know, I think all of us were just really tired.
Yeah.
Know the feeling.
I know.
Gabe?
Yes?
Gabe? This is Michael. How you doing, Gabe?
I'm doing good.
Good. Now, here's what I want to tell you. In 2021, we just had... Did anything positive happen to you this year?
Oh, that's a good question. So, there's actually a lot of positive things that happened in this year. But if I was going to come up with just one, I'd probably say...
One.
Back in April, we all finally got to go back to school in person, and... You know, I was so excited because I got to, you know, like, see all my friends and, the only thing I missed about doing school on Zoom is that I could go to school and I didn't have to wake up super early and I could go to school in my pajamas.
I could appreciate that.
I know, so I really love seeing all my friends and we... You know, I don't know if they do that at the Florida School for the Blind, but every Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, we have rec activities that we do after school. And, Mondays, they always have the pool open at the Washington School for the Blind. And, like, I enjoy going swimming, and I enjoy, you know, running on the treadmill, and I'm so glad I got to do all that again this year.
Okay. Hey, Gabe, I have a question for you, Gabe. This is Gary. All the time you've been on with this our radio shows, since Brian Matters, many of your friends know that you're very well known on the radio with a million plus listeners.
You know what? They do. And I think actually some of them might be listening right now.
Okay. Well, surely.
Gabe, before we go off the air, I got to tell you something. I want to give
What's
you
that?
An early birthday present, Gabe. Okay? For calling in and saying something positive. This is for you, Gabe. This is the biggest prize we gave this year. Okay, Gabe?
Oh.
This is for you. We're going to send you $100 from the show, from our crew. $100 is coming to you. We'll send it out next week to you, $100 Visa card.
For your birthday.
Whoa.
Birthday.
Thank you so much.
Early birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Gabe. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Gabe. And many more.
Thank you so much.
Off the air.
I know. I can't believe, you know, if this is your guys' first time listening. I first discovered this show probably, I think, like, almost 5 years ago. I think Chris said 7 years, but I think it may have been more like five. But, you know, I want to say that I loved every minute, and, you know, keep up the great work. And I can't believe I'm almost 17 years old already. I know I'm getting old.
Yeah, you've been such a great supporter of the show,
listen,
though.
But, Gabe, off the air, give your address. We can send you the gift card next week, a $100 Visa card to you. Okay, off the air, give your address.
Okay. Okay.
Off the air. Thank you for calling in. We wish you a very happy new year.
Thank you for always being so supportive.
Yep. And we love you.
Early happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday present. Take care.
You too.
Night, Gabe.
Good night, Gabe.
Night.
Good night.
Bye.
Keep on listening
Happy
to the
New
show.
Year.
Keep on listening to the show. Happy New Year.
Okay.
Keep on listening to the show, Gabe.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, baby.
All right.
Okay.
Final reflections before we...
Anybody else have any before we hang up and call it a day? Well, a few minutes we'll be calling it a day. Calling it a year.
Right.
Anybody else have anything calling? Any other callers calling in?
I would like to say something, Lynn, if we have a second.
Please.
We have more than a second.
Please.
Okay. On Friday, the American Council of the Blind Community is doing their second community-a-thon, and it starts at 3 p.m. until 3 a.m. New Year's Day.
Wow.
And each hour will be focused on a topic. So the first hour will be on affiliates. So I will be on talking about the Florida Council of the Blind's community calls that we've been doing every month. The second hour will be talking about reading and writing. So different reading clubs and the writing works with wonders. I can't even remember the title of it. Cheryl will kill me. And then peer support groups will be the next hour, and then technology, and then entertainment, and then, you know, just different hours. And then karaoke starts around, I think it's 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. And anybody that registers and donates $25 is put in for a door prize. And there will be two door prizes each hour, and it's going to be absolutely amazing. So I hope people will listen. And I want to thank the people that did compliment me. I feel so humbled. So
thank you for everything.
Thank you so much for this year, being a co-host on the show. Yes.
It's been my pleasure.
Well, thank you. And I want to thank Gary Sinclair. I want to thank David Hildebrand. I want to thank Charles Brooks. I want to thank Chris Shaw for being with us this whole year. And I want to thank Lynn Golder for putting up with me for this whole year.
Yes.
And I want to thank our listeners. Thank you,
and
very
Michael.
Much
I would like to thank you guys for keeping it going, because even though we've been challenged with the situation of not being able to be in the studio, I just want to thank you both, you and Lynn and Chris, for keeping it going, because I do think we do reach so many people, and I think it's just an absolutely wonderful thing that you do every week.
So thank you so much, you. Thank you.
Thank you from the bottom of my
heart.
Thank you so much for all your people. And listeners, I would like you to be there. We'll be back in 1 year. Imagine that, 1 year. 2022, we'll be back. That's next Sunday. Would you believe it? I can't believe it myself.
I can't believe it either.
You know, it seems like only yesterday 2000 was here. I can't believe it.
But this year's all used up. We might as well cash it in.
It went so fast, was unbelievable.
Get ourselves a new one.
So, Chris, would you please do us a favor and play a little bit of the Barry Manilow song, and then we'll go to the pilot, and then Auld Lang Syne.
And listen, folks, I'm going to say goodnight. Love you all. And don't forget, we'll be back in 1 week. Stay there. Don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Love you all.
Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year.
Be well and Happy New Year. And
Happy New Year.
This is a Barry Manilow song. Great.
Happy
New Year. This is a word.
Oh, hi, everybody. It's just another New Year's Eve. It's just another Auld Lang Syne. But when we're through this New Year, you'll see. Just fine. We're not alone. We've got the world, you know, and it won't let us down. Just wait and see, and we'll grow. But think how wise we'll grow. There's more, you know. It's only New Year's Eve. It's just another New Year's Eve. Another night like all the rest. It's just another New Year's Eve. Let's make it the best.